This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here. What do you want to comment on? Depression or whatever happens to be on your mind? You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie are here with you tonight on Free Talk Live. Bonnie had brought in a story this evening about what is a real shocker, that it's even in the mainstream media. A big study of other studies, a meta study, looked at a lot of studies over the years, and, you know, what is the cause of depression? They didn't answer that question. But what they did say was that it seems pretty conclusive that it is not a chemical imbalance in the brain, which is what most people believe about depression. Not just most people, but the supermajority of people believe about depression. And so this goes against that kind of standard belief system, and so it's going to be hard to get people to comprehend this, to really accept this idea. Again, they didn't say what the cause was.
They didn't say that they were looking for that. I didn't remember that.
They kind of hinted at stress.
Well, they did say that they found that people that had more stressors were more likely to have depression. So, I mean, that's plausible.
Which, it makes sense, too.
I mean, look, like I said, I think a lot of people have been depressed. I remember when my first...
I don't see how it's possible that everyone hasn't been depressed at some point.
I remember...
human-like emotion.
The first time I really had, you know, depression, in my opinion, was when I got broken up with by... Or I broke... It was an ugly situation with the girl that I was in love with the first time. And that was a really hard situation to deal with. But I moved on and, you know, got things done after that. And I just, some people use depression as their excuse to rely on experts and doctors and pills. And it's, these people in the study are saying you don't have to do that. And I don't know if you touched on this in the last hour, Bonnie, but the placebo effect is worth talking about. We did talk about mushrooms and other alternatives, like natural treatments, that can really help people with these mental issues. But as it turns out, placebo also works pretty well. Bonnie and I were listening to an audiobook by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It was actually recommended by Carlin Borschenko, who is running for governor here in New Hampshire as a Libertarian Party candidate. And it was an excellent book for anybody.
It's called You Are the Placebo.
Thank you. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, and basically the book is, the bulk of it is just kind of all these stories about the placebo effect in various different circumstances, in different cultures, and over, you know, decades or whatever. And looking at the way people's beliefs about something can change how their body is reacting.
Well, yeah, and it's not just mental illness. It's overall health. I mean, I firmly believe that you can cure physical ailments and diseases with the power of your mind. And obviously it's not easy. So, you know, it's not as easy as, you know, just closing your eyes and saying, I want to get better. It has to be a complete mental transformation. But I fully believe that the power of our mind has the power to heal our bodies.
I think that's absolutely true, and that's what he gets to. That's kind of the general concept behind the book, but he cites the placebo as evidence of that truth,
mm-hmm.
Wherein the people who are using the placebo generally don't know about it, right? Like, it's presented as something that is a real treatment, quote-unquote, and they believe that. And it's that power of that belief. In this case, it's not a belief in themselves. It's a belief in this other thing. But the fact that the belief is so powerful, it allows them to get well again. It allows them to improve.
Like, for example, he told a story about an older guy who was dying of cancer. And the doctor went out on a limb to do a placebo on him to try to save him by telling him, I'm giving you this drug. And it was really just a drug that does something really mild, and it couldn't have possibly helped whatever kind of cancer he had, but it was some type of pill.
Well, I've even seen that before with women hemorrhaging after childbirth, or I guess I haven't seen this, but I've heard stories of other doulas giving a woman who was hemorrhaging a peppermint tea. You know, peppermint tea has no anti-hemorrhagic qualities to it. Mm-hmm. It's just tea to relax you. And she gave her the tea and she said, this is going to help you stop bleeding. Mm. She drank the tea and she stopped bleeding.
Wow.
Could have been a coincidence. Who knows? But 1 second she was hemorrhaging, in 1 second she was fine.
Yep.
And the peppermint tea did not do that.
That's so great. That's really, really cool. Well, in the story of this guy, he took the pills, being told it's a new medicine being worked on, it's going to cure you, your cancer, and he got better. He got much better. He got to leave the hospital. And then he saw, just happened to come across, an article talking about that medicine, and he saw that, because it was actually a trial drug,
mm-hmm.
but it was found to be, you know, flawed and taken off the market. So he started getting worse because
He read something contrary.
His belief. So he had to go back to this doctor. The doctor tried again, like, I'm giving you, they upgraded the drug and I'm giving it to you again. And he got better. Then he found out somehow that that wasn't true and got worse again. So it's like, wow.
That's amazing.
It was really an interesting book. And I think they did touch on in the book that there have been trials on people with depression, and they gave those people placebos. And guess what happened?
That was a lot in the book.
Their depression went away after they took a placebo. And in fact, I think in the book they talk about how they have to, you know, trial these drugs against placebos, and in order to get the drug through the trials, they have to perform better than a placebo, and that really doesn't happen very often at all. So, I mean, it's an incredibly powerful thing. And so just the fact that a placebo, you know, if you're somebody out there who suffers from depression, you are of the belief system that it's necessary to have a doctor, it's necessary to have a pill, it's necessary to have some sort of pharmaceutical. And then you hear that a placebo can cure depression. That should be an indicator that, no, you do not need an SSRI. No, you don't need a doctor to hold your hand through this. And you don't need to go through this sort of traditional medical path that never ends and is just ever, you know, endlessly prescribed medications. And I just can't even imagine going down that road, but there's so many people. So just take it under advisement that if the placebo can cure depression, then depression can be cured without drugs. Because remember, a placebo is just a sugar pill. That's all it is.
You know, speaking of the peppermint tea, it makes me think about all the people who report amazing transformations in their health from things like essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not very much evidence that those things actually work, but there are people that swear by it.
Sure.
So they probably read somewhere from someone else, peppermint tea or something can do X.
And they believe it,
and then it works for them.
Yeah. It's the power of belief. It's a very, very powerful thing. So, you know, keep your mind open on these alternatives. I feel like we've covered the depression thing pretty solid here. Did you ladies have any other comments about the issue?
Not in particular.
The number 603-283-6160. You're still welcome to call in and share your story. But, Nikki, you had a crazy story. So
I do.
Going from being really positive into just an absolutely horrifying
circumstance. And I hate bringing stuff like this in, but people need to hear what is going on
behind the bars of
a
jail in this case. Where did it happen? What do we need to know?
So it happened in Indiana. They're calling it the Night of Terror. A lawsuit alleges female inmates were sexually assaulted for hours in an Indiana jail.
Oh my God.
And it just keeps getting worse. So a civil rights lawsuit was filed Monday on behalf of 8 women who alleged that they were subject to hours of abuse by male inmates while incarcerated in an Indiana jail. On October 24th, 2021, the suit says, Clark County Jail Officer David Lowe gave 2 male inmates the keys to the female housing areas of the jail.
Wow.
Lowe had allegedly accepted a $1,000 bribe from the men. They gave him $1,000. That's all it took for him to essentially sell these women to him.
This is insane. I mean, look, I get it that people feel like they don't make enough money or whatever. I'm sure they get, by the way, around here, the corrections
There's
officer.
Nothing- that's going to change your life with $1,000,
well,
right?
No.
Yeah, like a $1,000 bonus, and especially to do something like that.
And the idea that you wouldn't get caught at this, I mean, beyond the horror of what we're going to find out happened, you're in a jail.
I mean,
you are surrounded by cameras.
Forget whether or not he would get caught by humans. The idea that he really believed that he's that type of a person, that he would do that and he can live with himself, just shows the type of people that work
in jails. Yeah, that's true. There's more coming up here, and we'll find out what awful things transpired. You can share your thoughts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. say thank you to our Free Talk Live supporters of our AMPS program. You can join AMPS as Patrick Easterday has done. He is a gold level supporter, which means Patrick's giving at least $10 a month to what we do here at Free Talk Live. I definitely appreciate that support, Patrick. And you can do as he has done, although we only ask for $5. He's done $10, so definitely appreciate that. But if you've got $5 that you want to send towards our efforts of spreading the ideas of freedom, liberty, a piece, you can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. As we are going to go into your calls and thoughts here, we're going to get deeper into what is sounding like a really ugly story out of Indiana, where a jail guard accepted a $1,000 bribe from two inmates. I'm presuming he got paid outside of the facility, because the odds that the inmates would have $1,000 cash on them.
Maybe they were, like, somehow selling drugs. I don't know how cash gets in there.
It's highly unlikely. I mean, anything's possible, right? Like, it could be true. You're more likely to see things like drug dealing going on in prisons. Usually when you're dealing with the jail, in a lot of cases, you're dealing with people who haven't even been sentenced yet. And a lot of those people don't want to take extra risks, like catching extra charges. So the idea that these two, I'm guessing, were sentenced people. But if you're in jail, you're usually only sentenced for up to a year. So it's like, it's insane.
Well, I think that might be different in different states.
It may be. I've never heard that personally, but it certainly could be. But generally the rule is if you're in jail, to be imprisoned for less than a year, you go to county jail. If it's more than a year, you go to prison. And these people were in a jail, and that's why they had access to women, because a lot of times there's, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, the jail has mostly men, but there's one block called F block, which houses the females.
But you, like, never see each other? It's just all the same building?
It's rare. Every now and then you'll see somebody walking down a hallway or something like that. But it's a maximum security environment, so nobody can just pop a door open and, you know, go out and mess with you. Unless they're the guards and, you know, the control room or whatever. So we'll talk more about that story coming up here. But Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I've been hearing that they're going to put the speed cameras way up high on top of the poles so that people just can't go up and saw it off.
They can shoot them down.
The old paintball gun.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. Is that what they're going to do? I mean, go down there?
I mean,
and
they could.
Down?
There have been people who have done those sorts of things. I consider them heroes.
Yeah. Paintballs, but...
Yeah, paintball is a good one, because then you're not, I mean, it's still going to damage the equipment probably, but it's not going to, most of it's water soluble, so I mean, it might just rinse off over time. I don't know, I've never actually shot a camera.
A person.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's true, yeah, if you shot with a gun, you could miss, and the bullet could come down and hurt somebody, so that's a good point, Bonnie. But yeah, so that's happening out there, huh?
You know, I called the mayor's office and said, are you going to continue the speed cameras just because somebody just started out? Is that going to be the end of it? So it looks like they will put them back up wherever they're drag racing and speeding and whatnot. So they will do it.
See, the only
I didn't realize the part of this story, Sarah, that somebody already went and saw your precious speeding cameras down, red light cameras.
Yeah, they put up actually for 17 whole days, and I think they did it in the middle of the day. I mean, they're very brave.
Wow, that's brazen.
You know what I mean? Yeah, this is Albuquerque. I mean, over there, I mean, there's consequences in your state. They don't want to get caught, but...
So did they cut the entire pole down? Is that how they did it?
I think it's maybe about... at the highest, maybe like 6 foot or 5 foot, 6 foot, something like that, the camera's place. So
really?
They must have cut down the bottom. Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. So it just stands up about 4 to 5 feet. That's all.
Because I've always seen the ones that are on top of, like, the traffic light.
Yeah, you can't get to those easily.
No, that's why I was like, they climbed up there and sawed it off.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the situation where there are a lot of cameras. And by the way, I think every host on this show is against these government cameras, red light cameras, speeding cameras.
Think about what Sarah is, you know, cheering on here. The fact that people went and saw this down because they don't want these things, you know, invading their privacy and, you know, violating their Fourth Amendment right. And Sarah thinks it's a win that the government is going to spend more money to put them up higher. And these people are going to easily be able to still get them down.
Well, it sounds like she's terrorized by just the thought of people speeding and being in cars, mm-hmm. because it's all she calls in about. I mean,
well,
every once in a while,
she calls about other things.
Every once in a while, but that is
it's
like
her
main thing that she does not like.
Yeah. Well, she thinks she has a great point for her ability to be able to control people. And that's what she likes about it.
And you know, she does make it a sort of, it's not her point, but it is an important thing to take away from this, is whenever you destroy, if someone destroys something like this, like, yeah, go, but then it's just the taxpayers who are on the hook,
yeah.
of course, for fixing this, and now, as you point out, they're going to be putting more taxpayer money in, not just buying a new camera, but buying a bigger push-up pole to put the camera up on, and so, you know, it's probably going to cost five times as much as the original installation. So
and if people went out in the daylight, it's going to happen again. It sawed it down last time. However they're going to get it down is going to change, but it's going to happen again.
Yeah, my favorite was the guy in, I think he was in Arizona. He used to call himself 4409 on YouTube. I don't remember where the number came from. It had some kind of significance. And he used to do, like, some pretty fun YouTube videos. And one of them, I don't know if it was him or his friend or whoever, they dressed up as Santa Claus. They had a big Christmas gift box. It was an empty box that had no bottom on it. And it was like a big bow on it. It looked like it was gift wrapped. And they put it over top of one of the speeding cameras. So they got, like, a big ladder. And so you got Santa Claus going up, putting a big gift box, wrapped gift box, over top of the thing. And that's a good one because it doesn't disable the thing. It disables it, but it doesn't break it.
Yeah.
And so it only happens for as long as it takes the fire department or whoever to come out there and undo it. But it makes some pretty hilarious video. So if you can get creative with it, and not cost the taxpayers something, but still get all the rah-rahs from people, you know, driving by or watching it on YouTube, then that's a pretty good idea. The number here is 603-283-6160. So, Nikki, let's go back to this awful story that you just began telling us out of Indiana.
So at Clark County Jail in Indiana, Officer David Lowe gave two male inmates the keys to the female housing areas of the jail. Lowe had allegedly accepted a $1,000 bribe from the men. A group of male inmates then allegedly proceeded to rape, assault, harass, and threatened female inmates for several hours.
Wow.
In what the lawsuit calls a night of terror. No jail officers came to the women's aid during this time, so they just let it happen.
Wow.
So it sounds like they were all in on it. Yeah.
This is insane. I mean, like, I guess jails get run differently in different places, right? I've only been to jail in New Hampshire. I've been to two different jails in New Hampshire. There's one that's particularly bad here. Thankfully, I've not been to that one. That one's in Manchester. But the two I've been to are maximum security installations. Not even the guards themselves can just let themselves out of a cell block. There's no key that gets you out of the cell block. You have to be buzzed out of the cell block by some guy watching video monitors with remote access to a magnetic lock that lets them out. This jail sounds like it's straight out of, like, 1960 or something.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We're highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Several Americans were recently arrested for attempting to smuggle illicit drugs and firearms across the southern border in Arizona. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reacts to the situation on the Senate floor.
Washington liberals say it's a compassionate policy, is to lure desperate people into inhumane conditions.
The Biden administration says they're working with foreign governments to interrupt human trafficking and address the causes of illegal immigration. The mayor of St. Louis is declaring a state of emergency for the city following record rainfall that caused flash flooding. Many businesses and homes were inundated with rain, which fell as fast as 1 inch an hour at times on Tuesday. The fire department conducted dozens of rescues, and one man died in West St. Louis when his car was flooded in over 8 feet of water. It's the first step to receiving federal financial support. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Talking about an insane story out of Indiana where Clark County Jail apparently doesn't have people working on the job. Either that or they all supported what happened, which seems unbelievable, that one jail guard sold for $1,000 the keys to the female cell blocks to two of the inmates. And then the inmates gathered some more of their buddies, apparently, and they all went over for a session of...
It wasn't just two men.
It sounded like it was
it
a group
like
of them.
It sounded like more, yeah.
Yeah. So they then gathered some of their buddies and they all went over to the female block and just did whatever they wanted to do for a period of, what was it, several hours?
Several hours, yeah.
Before, we'll find out more from the story here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us here. You can also join us online. We got a social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. It's our platform. It's on our server. We run the software. It's Mastodon software, which maybe you've heard of. It's an open source self-hosted system that is federated with thousands of other mastodons around the planet. It's a really cool thing, and it's free to use. You don't have to. You won't be censored like you are on Twitter and Facebook. You get a lot more freedom to speak at social.freetalklive.com. So check that out there. Let's go first, before we continue this awful story, to Joe in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Joe?
You were talking about, I got a few things I can help with. Radiation poisoning, depression,
and Captain Kangaroo. I'll go over them real quick. If you take blood work and you're depressed, you'll find you're low in lithium. A lady called up, said she had radiation poisoning, and they sell potassium oxide tablets for that. And there's a thing called cordyceps sinensis mushroom that cleans the body out of radiation. Matter of fact, you're supposed to take that before you have any MRIs, x-rays, and stuff like that, and it'll be have less effects on your body.
Could you repeat the name of the mushroom?
Cordyceps sinensis.
Oh.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, but interesting. Thank you.
And Major Payne called up a couple weeks ago and said, Bob Crash and Captain Kangaroo was caught saying that ought to hold a little beast for the night. It wasn't Captain Kangaroo, Major Payne. It was Uncle Al.
He was caught what?
Okay.
What did you say? I couldn't make it out. He was caught what?
Major Payne said that the mic was left on. And the guy was Captain Kangaroo. He said that ought to hold a little beast for the night. And it wasn't Captain Kangaroo. It was Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal.
I don't know.
We must have not been on for that episode because I'm
not
sure what...
That'll hold a little beast or bees?
Bastards.
Oh, bastards. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't really clear what you were saying.
That word's okay on the radio, but most other curse words are not.
No, it's okay.
I don't want to curse words.
So the idea is he was referring to the children that would have been watching the show?
Right. It was back in the 50s. He said it was Captain Kangaroo. It wasn't Captain Kangaroo. It was Uncle Al.
And who was Uncle Al? Was that another character on the show? I've never seen the program.
It was a different show. It was back before you guys were born.
I see. Okay. And
knows what you're talking about.
And the Uncle Al show, was this a live show? Otherwise, did they...
Yeah, for the kids. For the kids.
What happened to Uncle Al after that? Did he,
He got fired immediately. Paul Lynn used to do the satire of Uncle Al, the kiddie's pal, on Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Thanks for the call tonight, Joe. I appreciate you calling to correct that one there. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. So back into the Indiana jail story, where apparently this happened where one jail guard turned over keys to two inmates. They then went and had their awful time with some of the females in the female block, and there was no one who stopped them for hours.
Well, and it's interesting because they only name that one correctional officer, mm-hmm. but clearly there were more than one person working at this facility. So clearly there were many people in on it because any normal person would stop that. You know, it couldn't just be one guard outnumbering everybody else that was working.
I mean, given this. The amount of money that governments have at their disposal, I cannot believe that we are in the year 2022 and Clark County Jail in Indiana doesn't have a camera system, doesn't have somebody monitoring that camera system, and doesn't have guards that are in every single cell block. But maybe they just are, you know, scraping by. They can't find employees in this one guard, and, you know, maybe there was one other guard in the whole place. I don't know. I don't know how.
Well, I can't imagine that there's a jail without cameras.
I can't either. It's just unbelievable to me. I suppose it's possible there's this some rinky-dink jail, and I don't know where Clark County is or how many people live there, that it's just never had an upgrade, that it's still the way it was when it was built in 1967 or whatever. I'll see what I can learn about it, but what else do we need to know?
So when a group of women complained about their treatment, jail officers retaliated by revoking the women's dark privileges.
Hold on. So they didn't even get caught. Like, it wasn't like 8 hours of raping later that somebody came into the cell block and said, hey, what are you boys doing in here? And then, you know, arrested them. Apparently, they just did their business, went back to their own cell block at some point.
When the women complained about
the fact that this article says complained.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fact, once they complained about their treatment, the jail officers actually punished the women. So by removing their dark privileges, that is by keeping the lights on for 72 hours straight. So they weren't allowed to have the lights turned off. The officers also confiscated the female...
That's torture, by the way.
Absolutely.
Generally considered to be torture.
So the officers also confiscated the female inmates' personal items, including pillows, blankets, and hygiene products.
Wow.
So clearly
these are some sadists.
clearly they had something against the women, because not only, obviously, $1,000 isn't enough to bribe somebody to possibly lose their job and do these awful, inhumane things,
mm-hmm.
but they're also punishing the women in these, again, inhumane ways.
Well,
so,
they seem like they're just sociopaths, like this is all fun for them.
Probably.
Or psychopaths.
This is sick stuff. And you know, I'm almost feeling like, just knowing the little that we know about this story, it sounds to me like they threw this other guard under the bus. Like, if
yeah.
there's that much corruption in this particular jail,
this
to where...
This guy was just the scapegoat.
Yeah, to where, oh, well, we got caught letting the two, you know, a group of male inmates rape and pillage the female block. Well, we have to make it look like we're doing something, so we'll just blame it all on this guy. Over
yeah, you're here. Right. Now it's making the $1,000 seem even... more fake, like, where'd they get it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all
yeah.
that we were questioning in the last segment.
So the article goes on to say, Lowe currently faces criminal charges of trafficking, aiding escaping, and official misconduct. This is the second lawsuit filed in connection to this incident. An early suit filed in June on behalf of 20 women alleges similar civil rights violations. Both suits say that officers failed to help the women even through their assaults, even though their assaults were easily visible on security cameras.
Okay.
So there were security
cameras.
They were definitely being monitored, and nobody did anything about
this. Yeah, these freaks probably, like, enjoyed watching.
That's probably true.
Probably. The plaintiffs face an uphill battle. Even if the accusations are true, the doctrine of qualified immunity may protect the correctional officers. Their alleged
wow.
actions may seem obvious. It may seem obviously to violate the women's constitutional rights.
Well, they may seem that way.
Yeah. Well, it might seem that you have rights, but qualified immunity has protected police officers and prison guards from similarly horrible charges in the past, simply because there was no existing case law prohibited their precise actions. So because there's no lawsuit previously, it just doesn't make any sense.
See, I'm a person with empathy, so when I first was targeted by police for something and it, you know, woke me up to this, and then I started looking into things and I found video after video after video, story after story after story of cops abusing people in different ways, I just couldn't believe that people didn't want to abolish the police right then when, you know, I first started getting into this in 2016. And it's stories like this that I can't believe that somebody doesn't hear this and immediately go on the same side as me. Like, we should not have jails. We should not have court systems.
Imagine this can happen. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. This story, by the way, about this jail, Clark County Jail, in apparently it's like the southeast corner of Indiana. I did look it up. Population of Clark County is about 118,000 as of 2019. So, I mean, it's not the smallest county.
And you said Indiana?
Uh-huh. But I don't recognize the cities, the quote-unquote cities here, Charlestown and Jeffersonville. Those don't strike me as.
Those are towns in every state, probably.
Yeah. So it isn't the biggest county in Indiana by far, I'm sure. But it's no slouch as far as, you know, it's not small.
Not to be confused with Clark County, Nevada, which is where Las Vegas is.
Yeah, much bigger there. So it's Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Nikki, you're sharing with us this disturbing story, and I just was doing a little more digging to see what else I could learn about it, because it's just unbelievable that multiple men apparently bribed a guard at Clark County Jail in Indiana.
Allegedly.
Oh, right. They haven't proven that yet, but that's the allegation.
Yeah, but
for $1,000.
Be a cover-up is what I'm hinting at.
It could be. And then they allegedly bribed this guard, get the keys to the female wing of the jail, and then just let themselves into the female block for some number of hours and do all manner of questionable, horrifying things in there. And then ultimately the jail, according to the story you're sharing with us, which, by the way, where's the report from, if you don't
Reason.
Mind? Reason Magazine. According to that report, they're saying that the jail then punished the women. After they caught wind of what was allegedly going on, they then took away their quote-unquote, what was it, night privileges or sleep? What was it?
Dark privileges.
Dark privileges. As though it's a privilege to have darkness when you're in jail. And that is a very, you know, sneaky way of trying to get around the idea that this is essentially a torture tactic. This is something that they use when they're trying to deprive somebody of their sanity and break them. One of the techniques, and they did it against, by the way, now Chelsea Manning, but when she was Bradley Manning being held behind bars in federal prison, they tortured Chelsea Bradley in that way by leaving the lights on 24 hours a day.
Wow, the whole time that they were in there?
Well, I don't think it was the whole time, but it was for some period of time, and it was a long time. It was, you know, some number of weeks, if I recall correctly.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is a way to absolutely deprive somebody of any kind of sanity, because if you're not on your sort of circadian rhythms, your natural clock, you don't know what time it is at any given time. It's not like there's a clock on the wall.
Well, and I think that's the big thing, too, not just sleep deprivation, you know, because I could go to sleep if the lights were on, you know, but it's more the having no concept of what time it is that really drives people crazy.
But I'm telling
some
you
people can't, like my mom can't sleep if the alarm
if
clock
the
numbers are like a light is on.
Yeah.
And I'm that way too, right, Ian? Like if
it sucks.
I can't sleep like that.
In the jail that I was in most recently after the Crypto 6 arrest last year was Boscawen, New Hampshire. The lights go quote unquote out, but there's still a little light that's on in each cell. So it is not truly dark in there, and there are reasons for that. I'm sure they have their reasons. They would say, oh, well, we need to walk by every now and then to make sure you're not dead or whatever. And so they have their reasons for it. So, I mean, I'm still putting, like, something over my face just to try to block that light out. Imagine just having it blaring 24 hours a day. So was there more from your story that you wanted to share about what's happening there? Because they're only blaming one guy, even though there's an entire jail staff and a camera system here.
There was a little bit more. One of the lawyers says, "Welcome to the bizarre world of qualified immunity, a place where the federal courts will acknowledge that a police officer violated the Constitution, but then deem the officer not civilly liable for his unconstitutional actions because there was no prior court decision explicitly frowning on the same behavior." Oh, sorry, that wasn't the attorney. That was Damon Root from Reason. That he said that in 2020. "Something has gone seriously wrong in our criminal justice system when the federal courts are running this kind of interference on behalf of the blatantly unconstitutional police actions."
Yeah, qualified immunity is crazy.
I don't like even using the words unconstitutional for something like this. This is pure evil.
Yes.
This is
it goes beyond the Constitution. I don't care what the Constitution says, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
This is just goes against being any sort of decent human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's inhuman. So even if the plaintiffs overcome qualified immunity, they will face another... Oh, sorry, I just read that. So it seems like that's pretty much it.
It probably is calculated which guy, if he takes the fall for this, is most likely to somehow, maybe he has like a, you know, cop tenure or something, mm-hmm. is most likely to receive qualified immunity and get let off, and he... Maybe they gave him $1,000 if he would take the fall for it, and then they all said that it was just him, and he's taking the fall for it, he's going to get qualified immunity, and everything is fine until they die and they go to hell.
Well, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So there's more here from lawandcrime.com, which has a report where they spoke with attorney William McCall, who represents some of the plaintiffs in, apparently there's two lawsuits in this case.
One with 8 women and one with 20.
Yeah. Quote, "Amazingly, even though, this is an excerpt from the lawsuit, even though there were surveillance cameras positioned in locations that showed the male detainees accessing the women's pods, and even though the incident involved multiple male detainees and dozens of victims over an extended period of time, not a single jail officer on duty that night came to the plaintiffs and the other victims." I think they mean came to the aid of the plaintiffs and the other victims, the lawsuit alleges. Attorney McCall, William McCall, who represents some of the plaintiffs, told Law and Crime that the attacks only came to light after one woman complained about the incident and was then moved to a different jail. That woman became pregnant as a result of being raped on the night in question, said the attorney, and later miscarried after she bonded out of custody. McCall said that most of the female inmates were left, quote, cowering under bunks or hiding in bathrooms, unquote, on the night of the attack, but allowed that at least some of the incarcerated women were willing participants who welcomed their boyfriends over to the pod. One of the women who was sexually assaulted that night but is not a party to the lawsuit was a virgin and is a lesbian. She is currently suffering from severe mental and physical maladies as a result of the attacks, said the attorney, and has personally declined to file a claim because she simply doesn't want to relive the horrific experience by having to, for instance, testify in front of a court.
That's horrific.
Quote, "Just to be just minding your own business and then all hell breaks loose," said McCall. He said further, "Men were taunting and shaking themselves at women." The attorney went on to describe scenes in which the male inmates demanded oral sex from the female inmates. He asked out loud, quote, "How do they fail to notice so many male inmates moving around like this? It just boggles the mind." Now, it is definitely possible that these bureaucrats are so shiftless and lazy that they were just partying or something, right? Like, they're having their own good old time on the job, on the clock. The guy who's normally supposed to be watching the security cameras.
Why are you giving them that, Ian? That's not what happened.
I'm not giving them that, but I'm saying it's possible.
That is possible. It's not possible.
It's possible they're just getting drunk on the job, right? Like, that's a possibility. It's more likely that they are, were fully aware of this and were, as you suggested, amused by it.
Why would their reaction be to punish the women if it was, oh, it was an oversight? Why? What do you mean that happened?
They're punishing, well, the reason they punish them is because they don't want to have to go and deal with lawsuits or whatever, so they figure they're going to dish out some punishment and teach them for causing a ruckus.
Yeah, try to scare them
from
to not speak up.
Well,
yeah.
I know that. That is also why they punish them, but I believe it has something to do with the fact that they were involved, not, oh, I can do something about this, and I'm a good cop, you know,
no
I'm not going to just,
jail.
You know.
That's pretty clear. After finally, now this I don't know if, I don't think the other story mentioned this either. After finally stopping the attack by pushing a call button, the victims were then immediately punished by the jail staff by losing their dark privileges. So apparently
so
they did get somebody's attention during all of this, but then they immediately were punished after that. Rather than support the victims who are subject to sexual assault and abuse, jail officials punished the women after the incident. On top of losing their dark privileges, they were placed on lockdown, denied normal privileges, had personal property like pillows, blankets, and personal hygiene items confiscated. And according to McCall, many of the women who were attacked were later interrogated by department investigators at the sheriff's.
And your taxpayers paid for the lights to be on for 3 days straight.
And treated them like they were the perpetrators, grilling them and asking questions that made them feel like they were responsible for the incident. So, I mean, the corruption goes beyond just the jail. It goes through up to the sheriff's department. And here's the even more bizarre twist to this. The jail, apparently, the Clark County Jail in Indiana, where this all allegedly went down, participates in a reality television show called 60 Days In, where volunteers pretend to be incarcerated in a form of misery tourism for third-party consumption on basic cable.
That's weird.
The
misery
show,
tourism?
Yeah.
This just makes it more obvious to me that something weird was going on here. Like, they could have been realized that they could make money, you know, with the... They have the equipment to film these things and put them on reality TV show. I think they were selling porn.
The show airs on the A&E Network. So, I mean, not only is this a normal...
Disgusting.
This isn't just a normal jail... This is a jail where there's a TV show being filmed regularly. There's more coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.